Welcome back. Well, the war of words, or perhaps the lack thereof, between Elon Musk and President Biden just got more charged up after the president seemingly snubbed Tesla during the State of the Union while mentioning rivals GM and Ford when it came to EV. Both of them have strong union ties. Let's bring in Yahoo Finance's Rick Newman for more. So Rick, Musk tweeted this quote, "I'd like to say hereby, I invite UAW to hold a union vote at their convenience. Tesla will do nothing to stop them." So, Rick, what's the underlying point he is trying to make here?
This is a beef between President Biden and Elon Musk that goes back basically a year to when Biden first took office. Biden is a big proponent of electric vehicles, of course. And just about every time he talks about EVs and what the government might do to help this, funding new charging stations and things like that, he mentions General Motors and Ford. But only once, to my knowledge, has he ever mentioned Tesla. And Elon Musk has a legitimate grievance here because Tesla, by far, is the largest producer of electric vehicles in the United States with more than 75% of the market share. And GM and Ford are basically following Tesla. Now, why does Biden snub Tesla every time? It's because GM and Ford are unionized, and Biden calls himself a union guy and clearly is trying to appeal to union workers and get that vote. And Tesla is not unionized. So that is basically the reason why Biden doesn't mention Tesla. I think what Elon Musk is doing here, he's saying, sure, the United Auto Workers wants to unionize our plant, let them. He does not think his workers will want to join the union. So let's say he's being earnest about letting the UAW come in and give it a shot to unionize. He thinks his workers will overwhelmingly reject that, in part because they're happy with the deal they get. Some of them get stock options, which is not something you typically find in a union contract. So he thinks his workers don't want the UAW, which is why he's willing to say, come on in and give it a shot.
So Rick, set the record straight here for us. Is it true that we produce more oil than we consume, so we don't really have to worry about imported oil?
No, that's not true. There are a lot of myths going around about oil and so-called energy independence in the United States right now because of rising gas prices. This is a complicated story, but when people have heard that the United States is so-called energy independent, what that means is that when you put all the fossil fuels together, we produce more fossil fuels than we consume. We actually produce a considerable amount more of natural gas than we consume, and we produce more coal than we consume. But we produce less oil than we consume, which is why we are part of global markets just like nearly every other country, and we have to bear higher prices when the global price goes up. I'm going to have more coming on this and some of the myths and realities about energy. It's a lot of detail, so more coming down the road on Yahoo Finance.
Rick, I want to just go back to Elon Musk for a quick second, because you'd think Biden would show him some love because he got all of those Starlink satellites up over Ukraine to help with communication efforts, right? So you'd think he'd be shown a little bit of some love. But really quickly want to ask you, are you surprised that Nancy Pelosi has now come out and said that the U.S. should ban oil imports from Russia?
Yeah, I think that is surprising. And that's important. We do not get a lot of oil from Russia. We get more finished petroleum products than we do oil from Russia. So it's not like we're terribly dependent on Russian imports. But anything that reduces the supply of oil to the United States or anywhere by any amount is actually going to push gasoline prices up. And this has really become a giant liability for President Biden. And I don't actually think he has made the case that Americans should be willing to bear higher gas prices as a way of supporting what's happening in Ukraine. He keeps telling people that he understands their pain and he's going to try to find ways to keep gas prices down. Well, keeping out Russian oil is not a way to do it. That may be a smart thing to do, but President Biden and his fellow Democrats need to make the case for that first, and they haven't so far.
Okay, maybe time for a gas tax holiday as well. All right. Yahoo Finance's Rick Newman. We'll look for your article. Thank you so much.